Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We have an absolutely brutal update for the Toronto Raptors because last night, Scottie Barnes went down with a hand injury and details have now been revealed that indicate Scottie Barnes will be out for a long time and potentially for the rest of the season. So we'll break down that report as well as Draymond Green giving high praise to the Toronto Raptors' young star. So lots of stuff to dive into in this video, but before we do, folks, we are very, very close to 34,000 subscribers. So it means the world to me. If you guys want to stay up to date with everything regarding this Toronto Raptors team, if you guys could hit that subscribe button as we march along, growing on this community. And, you know, we have some interesting things to look at for the rest of this year, especially if Scottie Barnes is down. So let's dive into what's going on. So is Scottie Barnes out for the season? Now, last night, you know, reacting to that game, I discussed how that hand injury could change everything for the Toronto Raptors. You know, if it ended up being something significant, how it would affect the team in the second half of the year, because the Raptors have kind of shut down the tank. They haven't really been pursuing it, but now it seems like looking at a lot of Toronto Raptors fans' reaction to all this, people are drumming up. They're putting gas in the tank here again because things aren't going to look good without our main star, the main guy we're building this whole core group around. As basically news has come out saying that the Raptors say Scottie Barnes has sustained a fracture in his third metacarpal in a bone in his left hand and is out indefinitely. Now, that's bad news. That is bad news there for the Toronto Raptors because we are late in this season. We are late. The Raptors are trying to make a push back into the playoffs, back into that sort of situation where, you know, maybe we can make a little playoff run, we can make things sort of happen, but with Scottie Barnes out, not just because we don't have other talent on this roster, that's not the case. Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett, heck, Jakob Poeltl's been playing better as of late, Grady Dick has stepped up, there are some good guys on this roster. Gary Trent Jr.'s defense has been good, maybe Bruce Brown now could step into something. There is some talent on this team, but one, it's young. Two, they haven't played a whole lot of minutes together. And three, the whole construction, the whole reason this team makes sense is because it's built around Scotty Barnes right now. And even though we had other forwards, we had other guys playing Scotty Barnes' position at the start of the season regarding OG Anunoby as well as Pascal Siakam, those two guys are gone right now. Scotty Barnes is out of the lineup. Jalen McDaniels hasn't been that two-way sort of wing some people were hoping he'd be able to sort of mold his way into. So the Raptors don't really have a team that makes sense without Scotty Barnes on the court. That's not to say this is a failure of Masai Ujiri's team building. We are currently in a transition period. And even though we tried to make a push, we tried to do this, you know, the Raptors didn't actively try to lose. Without Scotty Barnes, maybe I'll be proven wrong. I'm hoping I'm proven wrong. We go on a big win streak and all that type of stuff. But without Scotty Barnes, this team doesn't make a whole ton of sense. And if he's out indefinitely, then, you know, what does that mean? 3-4 weeks? We don't really know. And there's only a couple weeks left in the season. Obviously, any reps for these guys, you know, is good because they're a young team. And I said it last night. It's good to get as many reps in with our core guys. Quick, Scotty, RJ, you know, so they have some practice. They have some, you know, build up some chemistry going into next season. That's a huge part of what the Raptors are trying to do and why they didn't want to just throw away the second half of the year, because they wanted to get good winning reps for our young guys, for our young groups, because even with that draft pick that could potentially be on the way, we have prospects that are needed developing right now. That's why Masai Ujiri, particularly in that OG Anunoby trade, focused on bringing in players that are current prospects, you know, current sort of pieces that could be actively developed as we're ongoing, rather than just, you know, complete future unknown prospects, you know, for future draft selections. So that sucks that we're losing out on that sort of development. Does it make sense to bring him back for the last week of the season? I don't know if you're rushing him back. Does it make sense to ramp him all up just for a few games where things are probably going to be meaningless? I don't know. But looking at Scotty Barnes' game this year, there's no other way to put it. This season was a massive success for Scotty. 20 points per game, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 47% from the field. His 3-point percentage has fallen off as of late, but had a really hot start to the year. That's something that'll have to be practiced, become more consistent, you know, as this offseason comes around. And I think it's his left hand that he ended up hurting. So it's should still be able to get shooting reps up. Only 22 years old. Scotty Barnes has taken that leap, which is something great to see. That is a huge positive for Raptors fans. Even if Scotty Barnes, which it seems like is the case, won't play another single game for the Toronto Raptors this year, this season was an absolute success for Scotty. So huge positives there. Lots of credit to be thrown Scotty Barnes' way. And I mean, looking at who might step up now, right? Maybe Bruce Brown will be able to redeem his value a little bit, you know, playing the three for the Toronto Raptors, because that's something, if we're going to get a first-round pick from the summer, you know, maybe without Scotty Barnes in the lineup, he can fill, you know, some of that playmaking role, some of that defensive role that's lost when Scotty Barnes goes out. But obviously, RJ Barrett's now going to be handed the reins as the number one scorer for this team. Gary Trent Jr. is still going to be getting run, but, you know, at that forward spot, maybe we see more Chris Boucher. But Javon Freeman-Liberty is a guy that, you know, is more of a guard, you know, rather than a forward, which Scotty mostly plays. But I hope this opens up some run, opens up some minutes for him, you know, as things sort of come around. DJ Carton's been, he got like 5 minutes of actual run last night, I guess, with Scotty Barnes out. So he's on a 10-day. We'll see how his future is sort of impacted from this team. But expect Grady Dick, expect, you know, Bodgy, expect Javon Freeman-Liberty to get some more runs, some extended sort of opportunities for this core group as they're the younger players on this roster. And frankly, I think it's safe to say the Raptors might be a sort of push and a chase to chase the Memphis Grizzlies in terms of getting a bottom six selection. So their odds are significantly increased of keeping that sort of first round draft pick. And again, when I say tank, I don't mean the Raptors are going to actively come out and throw games, but I think focusing on giving younger players more opportunities is probably the path forward right now, because I don't know, maybe I don't think anyone would ever accuse me of being a Raptor cynic. I'm very much a homer. I'm very much very optimistic with this group, but I think we all have to be, there's a line of realism we all have to look at. It's going to be very, very difficult for the Raptors to get win games against good teams without Scotty Barnes. Maybe we beat the Hornets on Sunday, but against, you know, not the worst five teams in the NBA, the Raptors are going to be in a tough position to really get some W's. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I talked about how Scotty's had a good year. Draymond Green felt the same way, as he gave high praise to Scotty Barnes in his post-game interview last night, you know, after the Golden State Warriors beat the Toronto Raptors. And basically, Draymond Green had this to say, you know, with about Scottie Barnes, saying that me playing the point forward position, I'm not going to sit up here and act like I was the first one to do it, but I think I've done it a little differently than most. And he'll take that to another level. I think Scottie will do way more than I ever did. So, high praise. And I know a lot of people don't like Draymond Green. I know a lot of people roast him. Injuries, all that type of stuff. He's a polarizing player. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's a Hall of Famer. He's the guy that's won multiple championships. He's, frankly, in my opinion, underrated for some of the seasons that he had with Golden State. He's a beast. He's a guy that Scottie Barnes drew comparisons to. You know, entering the NBA, there was a lot of sort of comparisons, not criticisms, but basically, Scottie Barnes is definitely a different player than Draymond Green. He's more talented, without a doubt. Now, when Draymond Green says he's going to do way more than I ever did, is that in terms of championships, winning sort of chips, that would be a cool thing. There to Scottie Barnes win 5-6, championships to eclipse Draymond Green, particularly if it's with the Toronto Raptors. But I don't know. It's always nice to see legends. A lot of guys, and this is something I found interesting, because Pascal Siakam, even Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan to a certain extent, those guys were stars, number one options for the Toronto Raptors. But never did I see a Toronto Raptor really get the praise. And again, I'm too young to be around the media sphere of Vince Carter, so maybe he did. Obviously Kawhi Leonard, of course, but he's not one of those homegrown Toronto Raptors talents. But I haven't seen, in the era of DeMar, Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, someone command as much respect as Scottie Barnes has from the rest of the NBA, get as much praise as I've seen him receive, from other guys throughout the league. So, regardless of if you think that's right or not, if you think that Kyle Lowry deserved it, if he was overlooked and stuff, the fact that Scottie Barnes is getting it, especially at such a young age, at 22 years old, definitely is a positive. It's definitely something that can't be taken as a negative as a Toronto Raptors fan, sort of projecting his future with this team. So lots of cool stuff, but unfortunately, probably not going to see Scottie Barnes for the rest of the season. I'd be shocked if, maybe indefinite, maybe I'm reading into this wrong, but I don't know. Hopefully Scottie Barnes comes back healthy, has a full offseason to sort of train and continue to develop. But let me know what you guys think about all of this news. You guys best make this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. I'm signing out. Cheers.